Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Okay, on this episode, our letter is F and our word is focus, but actually it's focus, focus, focus. So you always know when you want to emphasize something, you say it in threes. So clearly it's important to focus. Now, focus. Focus on what? When it comes to being a creative person, a person that likes to make things and build things and just has artistic gifts, focus goes out the window because you're coming from an emotional place. You're coming from that right brain, from that creative center. And when that happens, the left brain gets turned off. It gets subdued. It gets ignored. But it's still there. We all operate with both sides of our brain. And it's up to us to regulate those two sides of the brain. And focus comes from that left side. So the dilemma here is it's so fun and so rewarding to be creative and to come up with new ideas and new variations and new lines. But what you have to do to turn this from a very expensive hobby, something that costs money, into something that is a business that makes money, you're going to have to focus. You're going to have to determine what is your target for a given period of time. And maybe it's quarterly. You see how something does after a quarter. And it's also important when you put a product out there, you're testing the market. Everything that you do and build and create, you're doing it based on a hypothesis. And I know we're not doing H's, but hypothesis is an extra bonus word. That means that you believe it to be true, but you don't have the facts and the data to prove just yet. But for every hypothesis, then your job is to prove whether it's true or not. So when you make something, when you put it out there to the market, you are testing the market. You're testing your hypothesis that this has some type of appeal. It has a buyer out there, a group of buyers. Matter of fact, a massive group of buyers, because that's ultimately what you want to do. You want a huge demand for this item that you're supplying. So when you put it out there, what you have to do is focus and not ignore the facts. Another F word, right? If the market does not respond in your given period of time, then you've got to figure out what do you need to adjust or tweak. Put it back out there quickly. We call it fail fast, fail forward. See all these F's? fail fast, fail forward. It comes from the concept of agility, agile business methodology. So put it out there. Get a reaction. Put it out there again. Maybe you're putting it in front of the wrong market and you need to adjust that. So a combination of finding your market and finding what really appeals to them. And the bottom line is, what you enjoy making may not be the same thing that is getting people to want to lay down money, especially the type of money you might be asking for. So are you hitting the right people? Are you hitting the right price point? And are you even, is what you're creating, is it resonating? I've been to many of trade shows and watched both the reaction I got at my table and other tables. And you might have 100 people walking by and even people stopping to say how cute something is, how adorable something is, wanting to engage in lengthy conversations. I've been to events where I just talked to myself until I was hoarse. But at the same time, you still got to ask, is that person who's got all that conversation for you willing to go into their pocket and pull out the money at the price point that you're offering? That's really the bottom line. And you've got to separate that. You've got to differentiate that. And so putting that all together, so important that, yes, you're building something, but your ultimate goal, especially if you're listening to you've been listening to the various episodes and you're already up to the F's. It's about the financials. Another F. It's about show me the money. And that's so important. Otherwise, you end up with a very expensive hobby that's costing you money. And if it's not causing or generating the reaction from who you see as your potential buyer, start polling people. Start asking them, is it the price point? Or what are their alternatives? Where do they go to get something similar? And just learn every opportunity you get. Make sure you're continuously learning. That's why we call it fail fast, continuously learning. If I've set up a table and put my product out and spent a Saturday at some type of event or expo, sometimes the most valuable thing I get out of it, not my sales, but the new information that I get, that I put into what's next and or what variations or what's going to be discontinued. I've been doing this long enough. This year especially, I've been intentionally identifying the things that I'm going to discontinue, just not going to sell anymore. And it's a little tricky because right when you put them in that pile that says discontinue, suddenly people are buying it. And for a minute you think, oh, well, maybe I don't need to discontinue that. But if you have to discount your price so low that you're not making a profit, you still got to let it go. So I, too, have to practice focusing, keeping my eye on the big picture, understanding and knowing the numbers, thinking about the financial aspect, not just the fun, but the financial aspects of this. So at the end of the day, when I say focus, 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 remember, again, by listening to this podcast, what you're saying is that you're trying to be in business, not just be a creative. You're trying to be in business. So you've got to focus on the business aspects as much, if not more. So maybe for one, every one focus on the creative side, there's two focuses, maybe even three, on the business aspect. Find that great balance, and I know that you'll do well. So thank you for listening. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with Technology Espresso and Espresso Bookstore. Thanks for listening.